California voters are being asked to decide whether farm animals deserve bigger cages and bigger crates. Proponents say the current conditions amount to animal cruelty. Some farmers are complaining, though. They say the measure is going to damage California's egg industry, set a precedent for other states. So we'll report on this morning from member station KQED. Sasha Coca has more.
Supporters of California's Prop 2 say its message is simple. Pigs, veal calves, hens, and other farm animals shouldn't be cruelly confined in spaces barely larger than their bodies.
The animals should be allowed to stand up, lie down, turn around, and extend their limbs. That's all.
Wayne Pacelli is executive director of the Humane Society of the United States, a major funder of the Yes on 2 campaign.
If we crammed 8 or 10 people into an elevator to the point where they couldn't walk, they could barely turn around, we would think that was a form of torture. Yet on factory farms in this country, animals are being tortured in this way.
The Humane Society has backed similar ballot measures in Arizona and Florida, where pork and veal producers are now phasing out certain kinds of crates and cages. But since California doesn't produce much veal or pork, opponents of Prop 2 say this measure is a test case aimed at one sector, the egg industry. California is the fifth largest egg producer in the nation, and egg farmers here say the initiative will drive them out of business. This giant hen house near Modesto is home to 115,000 white leghorn hens with bright red combs and wattles. They live in long rows of stacked metal cages. Their necks poke out from between the bars as they squawk and flutter. J.S. West & Company houses 1.5 million birds. Each one has a job, to lay an egg a day. Jill Benson heads up the operation.
We know our hens are content because they lay a lot of eggs. Stressed out hens don't lay eggs.
Right now, neither California nor federal rules regulate the size of hens' cages. Like most California egg farmers, Benson follows standards set by the United Egg Producers and industry group. They require a minimum of 67 square inches of floor space per hen. That's less than the space covered by a piece of letter-sized paper. Benson says since their water's in the front of the cage and their food in the back, each hen is obviously able to turn around.
And as you can see, she can stand up, sit down, turn around, walk around, and flap her wings.
But Prop 2 requires egg-laying hens to be able to fully spread both wings without touching the sides of a cage or another hen.
It comes down to space requirements. A bird's wingspan is about 28 inches, and for her to have that space and not touch another bird or an enclosure would require massive amounts of land.
Prop 2, Benson says, would force her not just to buy bigger cages, but to let her hens run cage-free and expose them to more feces and disease, a much bigger problem in the cage-free industry. Plus, cage-free eggs are more expensive to produce. A recent study from the University of California, Davis, agrees, predicting that if Prop 2 passes, egg producers here won't be able to compete with low-cost eggs coming from other states and Mexico. Early field polls show strong support for the measure. If it passes, California farmers will have 6 years to adapt to new regulations or face fines or even jail time. And animal rights activists are already gearing up to sponsor similar initiatives in other egg-producing states. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca.